This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Krissa McFarland, the CEO and founder of Patientori Inc., a fully HIPAA-compliant cybersecurity healthcare data solution that allows users to securely store, transfer, and receive actionable insights into their health information. And looking forward to hearing all the details. And Krissa, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and certainly appreciate your joining us here today. So for starters, why did you get started in blockchain healthcare?
Absolutely. Well, I had actually started out in health IT consultant, done electronic medical record sales, pharma, business development, you name it, for health IT. Then started, work with a very early telemedicine company that raised, quite a bit amount of venture capital funding. And as you know, telemedicine 5 years ago was, one of the hot topics, the buzzwords in healthcare. But, the difficulty with telemedicine adoption that I saw, during this time was, how are we securely accessing patient data and the collaboration that needed to happen in healthcare, especially with all the increase in costs. So I, set out to start a company that addressed this, was researching, very nascent early technologies in the space that would serve as the precursor for this solution that I had in mind. And blockchain was one of them. We see it with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and decided to make the application jump in healthcare.
Excellent, and we're certainly appreciative. Now, what do you see as the future of blockchain healthcare? Touch on some of these important factors.
Well, right now, it's been adopted by governments all over the world in terms of, Estonia, which runs a distributed ledger technology for securing their citizenship data and healthcare medical information. We see countries like Dubai that have put out initiatives. They want to be the first city to be run on blockchain by 2021. It's the Web 3.0, as many may call it. I see the future of blockchain as, another layer, that foundation of the internet as we currently see it. And definitely having a common place in how we're going to be doing business, but also transactions in the near future.
Chris, as you see the day-to-day issues in healthcare, what do you think are the issues that are facing healthcare today?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I alluded to earlier in the conversation, we are seeing an increase in just transactional costs, but also on the clinical side, in terms of the cost of care for patients. And we're also seeing an increase in just chronic illnesses, especially in the U.S. healthcare system. So right now, over, two-thirds of the population currently has, one or more chronic illnesses, which, again, is attributed to that rising cost for healthcare. So the goal, and for many entrepreneurs in the space like myself who are focused on digital health technology, it's really providing solutions where, a population, but our healthcare system can be run entirely efficient, and we can see healthier populations.
And that certainly is the goal, no doubt. Today, we are with Krissa McFarland, the CEO and founder of Patientori Inc., a fully HIPAA-compliant cybersecurity healthcare data solution that allows users to securely store, transfer, and receive actionable insights into their health information here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Krissa, what currently works and does not work in healthcare?
I love that question. Well, I mean, our healthcare is broken. A lot of people will agree with that. From, insurers to just technology, we're still running on silo technology. Our, doctors are still faxing. So we haven't, healthcare has definitely been conservative on the adoption of newer technologies than other industries, you would say. So we definitely have to get to a point where, technology, we have a technology-enabled healthcare system that's more efficient, for one. What works in healthcare is, we definitely have the workforce. We may have some nurses shortage. There are rural areas, but we do have the ability and really great accredited, providers to be able to, provide care for the population as it stands.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate what you do through Patient Tori, Inc. and bringing our focus to the healthcare space as well and what you're doing within that space. How can listeners get involved to get further details?
Yeah, I mean, our organizations are made up of two entities. We have the Patient Tori Association, which is a 501c6 trade organization nonprofit that's focused on helping healthcare companies, hospitals, insurers, payers adopt emerging technologies. You can find more about that on ptoi.org. We definitely have over 11 ambassadors worldwide that consult with healthcare organizations on best practices. We also host an annual summit where we, right now it's Block Health, our Block Health Summit, where we deep dive into how blockchain is and can transform the healthcare industry, as well as Patient Tori, Inc., which is our for-profit entity that provides consulting, but also software for healthcare organizations. And you can find more information about that on patienttori.com.
And that's easy enough. Again, Krissa, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Health Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you once again for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Krissa McFarland, the CEO and founder of Patient Tori, Inc., a fully HIPAA-compliant cybersecurity healthcare data solution that allows users to securely store, transfer, and receive actionable insights into their health information. And for further details, visit patienttori.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.